Hey everyone, welcome back to Critical Hit, a Major Spoilers Dungeons & Dragons podcast. We're having a lot of fun this round, or this game, or this session, even though we are...
Stop making it sound like a surprise.
Surprise!
It is fun this round, not like last time!
I don't know, I'm having fun.
It's fun, it's interesting.
And that's part of the point of the game. Rodrigo was talking about it the other night. As soon as the game becomes boring, we quit. So... As long as it's fun, we'll still continue to do it. And let's send it over to our game master. Top of the round, fighting some devil dinosaurs.
That's right.
Small from the moon!
Well, I could say that they're all doctor dinosaurs.
Mm-hmm. Ride it.
Could I say that they're velociraptors from Jurassic Park?
Oh, devil dinosaur.
That's three, ride it.
Could I also say that they are... I got nothing.
Yes, that's right. For those of you who can't see it, I'm pointing at Steven.
No! He's doing the whole... Two fingers to the eye, and then pointing at me.
That's
so
right.
I know I'm in trouble, and that will be the end of my references.
I do that at work.
Let's kick some butt, people.
All right. So,
wait, you said they were lizard people, not butt people.
As I so these little
butt people,
these quick little bipedal predators,
references
along with their big boss bipedal predator.
Out of curiosity, these are not dragonborn. We talked about
They're not. They're not dragonborn.
Right. They're little razor lizards.
They're Nagrai. Barking it.
So top of the round. This is pretty funny because they've gotten you guys have gotten yourselves into this flanking line essentially. There's a Torque's dog is flanking one of these monsters who is flanking Torque, who is flanking the big boss, who is being flanked by Aurum.
That's awesome.
It is awesome.
So there's a lot of like thrust and parry going on either side. It's good times.
Oh, Steph.
Yep. So, top of the round, this guy caught in the middle of things is going to...
Are they drakes?
Yeah.
Okay.
That is going to trigger an awesome new ability that we discovered with Torque's dog by attacking Torque. So, the dog is going to get... Does he get an attack when the enemy attacks or when he hits?
Immediate interrupt or reaction?
Immediate reaction. Uses power when an enemy adjacent to the Onyx dog attacks you.
Okay. So, we're going to resolve the attack first, and then the dog's going to attack him. Unless you don't want him to, Matthew. For some
reason.
I'm
confused. You've lost me.
Okay. Your dog is like kind of linked to you. So anytime you are attacked by an enemy that it can attack, or rather once per turn pretty much, it will attack that enemy.
And in case anyone didn't listen to last week's episode, we're on the moon. We're fighting essentially lizard monsters.
Yes. So I'm gonna resolve the attack, and afterwards you can decide if for some reason you don't want to attack with it. I don't see why you would, but let's do this first.
Peter Elephant is attacking Torque.
That's going to be a 22 versus AC against Torque. Oh, sorry, no. 24 versus AC.
Oh.
22 is a hit anyways.
Oh. I thought it was
22 is on the number.
Gotcha. So that's going to be
Torque.
11 damage to Torque.
Okay.
And now, if you would like, you can roll an attack from your dog against this guy who just attacked you.
Dog attack.
Dog attack.
Plus 9.
Dog attack. Alright, Naga hide. And the dog rolls a 1.
No way, really?
Wow.
Yep.
Poor dog.
Stupid dog.
It is not used to being on the moon. All right. These minus twos to hit are gone, right?
Yeah. They should have been gone some time ago, most likely.
Yeah, I thought so. Okay. This guy's going to start his turn, Steven, so go ahead and deal some flaming sphere damage to him.
Let's deal some flaming sphere damage.
I think I should have stayed where I was.
3 plus 4 is 7.
Okay. That guy
is dead.
No.
Oh.
He is bloodied, which I had already told you.
Yep.
He's bloodied-er.
That's right. He is mad because he is on fire.
Burnt and bloodied.
He is going to move over here. And jump at Smith. Actually, I wonder if they should all swarm and try to kill Aurum. That might be a better idea.
Hi.
They are getting burned by his ball of fire.
That's true. And he is... Well, actually, are you bloodied?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, then they'll just go after the bloodied guy.
That seems I'm also bloodied as well, but...
Oh, then they'll go after you.
But...
is Randus bloodied?
I'm so far away. Doesn't it go after closest bloodied monster?
Nope, just towards a bloodied enemy.
Oh, okay.
So...
I don't think they want to do that.
Traitor.
We're going to go...
They can do whatever they want, but I wouldn't come towards
one,
me.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5... Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yep. Okay, we'll come over here. Take a chomp at Orym.
Chomp, chomp.
Chomp. It's going to be a 24 versus AC.
Oh, that'll hit.
4. 11 damage.
Ah, you know, now I'm down to 5 people, so just shit letting you know.
And
that, I do
have to shift
here. If I go down, that flaming sphere goes down with me.
Correct. This guy. That guy. Oh. I moved the wrong guy first.
Hey. No, wait.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Go ahead and deal damage to this guy because I accidentally moved him first.
That will be max damage.
Nice.
8.
He is now bloodied.
Yay.
This guy will run over here and chomp at Orym, who is now flanked.
Yep.
Move the mark over. And we'll crit fail.
All right.
Yay.
And shift over here. And then...
What's Fish Guy gonna do?
Fish Guy will... Shift 2 squares towards a bloodied enemy. And then run over here and bite Orym. Well, he won't run. He will saunter. For a 26 versus AC.
Ouch. That will hit.
Crap.
That's a 28 versus AC.
And I'm down. Doesn't
for
matter.
12
I'm down.
Damage.
I'm down.
Hold
minus
on.
7.
Do you go before us?
Yes.
No. Awesome. You go after us.
Have you used your second wind yet?
I did. Don't we only get 1 second? Is that second wind? Oh, per encounter, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, so I could use my my second wind.
Well, I could get you to use your second wind.
Okay.
Okay. So that's those guys.
Assuming I don't natural crit.
So I'm down to a -7.
Crap.
Torque.
And I'm down, just so you know.
Yep.
I'm let's not mess with those guys. All right.
What?
It is your go, Torque.
So
a bunch of little critters have just taken down your little pal.
Is the alpha still flanked?
No.
Nope.
Oh, okay.
You can no longer flank. Your sphere technically stays until you can no longer sustain it on your turn.
That's why.
So if you get awakened, you can actually sustain it on your turn.
Okay.
But we'll get to that on your turn, because now it's Torque's turn.
What?
You better kill that alpha, because I think if you kill the alpha, the rest will go away.
Well, I've been trying to do that for like 9 years now.
And you are doing an admirable job, seeing as how you're the only one attacking him.
I try, but I'm trying to get these other ones. You won't let me do a ranged attack without...
Oh, I'll let you. You can do it all day long.
I'm going to strike up his nose.
Do it.
Do it.
17 plus 12, 29 to hit.
Okay.
And since it's a reaping strike, I get 2 weapon damage.
That's
24.
I love 21st, yes.
24 now?
Right now. 1 weapon damage.
I just keep pushing it. He's hoping that it'll come back around the other end.
Eventually it will. It's the law.
All right. So what's that all together?
Let's see. 7 plus 8 is 15.
15 damage.
And I call him stupid.
Or you could have your dog attack.
Twice.
Dog attack!
Twice.
Wait, how much damage did you do? I'm sorry.
15.
Ooh,
15?
Good. Wow, yeah.
Dog attack. I think dog attack!
The dog's going to attack.
Twice.
Okay.
My dog gets to attack twice.
You minor use actions. A minor action to do it, and you can sacrifice a move action for a minor.
Dog attack twice!
Okay, roll the first dog attack.
Is that the alpha bloodied, right?
The alpha is bloodied, yes.
How close to being, like, no blood left in him?
He's bloodied.
Okay.
We don't get to know.
That's right.
Yeah, but if you listen to Rodrigo's inflection and look at his face.
We can read your tales.
Right.
Dog attack, 18 to hit.
Okay. That is not going to hit.
No.
Try it again, dog.
Dog attack again.
Wait,
dog
wait, attack. Wait, wait, wait.
23 hit.
Was that with the plus two?
Were you adding the plus two for combat advantage?
There's a plus two?
Because you're flanking.
Your dog is flanking with you.
Dog attack, 20 to hit.
That'll hit.
Awesome.
Ha! My rule is lowering paid off for us. Dog
attack, 7 points of damage.
Okay.
Hey, it's 7 dog points attack, of damage.
22,000.3 to hit.
Was that a 22?
All right, now try it again with a real number.
What's my attack bonus?
Plus 9. Plus
11.
Dog attack, 30 to hit.
30 really? To hit? What?
Yeah.
Did you roll a 19?
He said plus 11. I rolled a 19.
Okay, it's only a plus 9.
You said
the flanking.
Nine?
The flanking plus... gives it the plus 9. It has a plus 7 naturally.
Sorry. Dog attack,
I have the stats.
Yes. Rob, handle it.
Okay.
Okay, roll a d6, Matthew.
5.
Okay.
8 damage.
8 damage.
Woohoo!
He's got the damage down.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Because that's a static number.
Gotcha.
But the problem is you're all like, and there's a plus 2 and a plus 3 and a plus 7, and I feel like Brandon Lee.
Okay, that little guy, yeah, that guy here it. Is bloodied.
It's not a reference if it doesn't make sense.
Damn it. You were actually.
And are they
shot?
Both still marked? Because he did a reaping. He just did a reaping.
Yep,
strike.
He That's just did it against the boss.
Okay, all right. But all right. So he's still marked.
Correct.
Okay.
The boss is still marked.
So.
Randa's turn.
All right.
Hold your turn till after mine.
Why?
So I can do swirling stars centered on Aurum and not hit you?
Fine.
All right, Randus holds his turn once again.
Oh, what? The drama. Listeners, I hope you're enjoying this.
I don't want to kill you on accident.
I like
just
this
on
encounter.
Purpose. Anyways,
yes,
go.
On purpose.
3-week encounter.
I definitely
want to
kill you
it.
On purpose. I'm going to Dragon Frost on Randus.
No. I think
Swirling
I can take
Swirling Stars centered on Aurum.
Okay.
In my wooziness, I see stars starting to fly around my head as I lay there half dead.
Sweet. Nice. That's going to hit. 26 versus reflex?
Yep, that'll hit.
Every the thing.
Even the boss?
Yep, even sweet. The boss.
Average.
Nice.
I'm still... Ooh. I forgot to regenerate. Right. 19 damage?
19 damage. Boss is dead.
Yay!
Ha!
Yay,
my kill!
Yay!
Hey, and that gives me even
what
better.
Now?
My kill. Sweet.
What?
Hey! Who dealt the killing blow?
Who hit it 9 times consecutively while you were dancing with porcelain elephant?
I thought it was a pewter elephant.
It keeps changing.
Is this going to put any effect on them?
Ooh!
They're
I used my
fire.
Second wind. Like, oh, that was on the last turn. Never mind. My runic armor does a thing with second wind that increases my damage.
Oh, yeah. Remember that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So did any of those other guys die?
I don't think so.
Running away, are we?
Are you still within any ranged attacks?
Maybe move up a bit more. Yeah, there you go. Anyways, so now you're done.
Is there any lasting things with that starburst?
Oh, crap. Yeah, I'll be done, but let me go
once
ahead.
That's going to bloody the fish guy.
Nice.
Mr. Fishy Man?
Yep. So now all of the enemies are bloodied.
Right. Wrong one.
Mr. Fish.
Even the
swirling stars.
Even the flank monster here, he's bloody too?
Yeah, okay. He got bloodied on the second dog attack.
Okay.
Nope, it's two types of damage, and I can make it explode out of people's heads.
Sounds good.
Nice.
Anything else besides running? Or moving, rather?
I run it away.
Okay. Randus.
All right, now
hold
I shall...
your turn. Just kidding.
No.
Hold your turn to
move
after Aurum's.
To Aurum in a way that does not provoke attack from anything. And then
they give you easier access to Aurum.
What?
They give you easier access to Aurum.
That's true. And he can spend a second wind to get back.
Okay, so what do I do? I just...
Takes it to zero, and then it basically just erase your damage and write in your surge value.
All right, so I'm up to 9.
I guess it depends how you do it, whether you subtract or not.
I'm up to 9. I'm still bloodied. I still have a +2 to my AC.
Nice.
And can you, like, do something else to me? No. Like, give me a +4 to my AC or whatever that we did a couple games ago?
Oh, I don't think you actually get the bonus to your AC.
He has to spend a standard action to do that until he takes that feat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. What feat?
Combat medic?
No, I got combat medic. That only lets me stabilize as my
reaction. Oh, only stabilize.
Yes, it's not nearly as awesome of a feat as I thought it was. But that'll be all for now.
Can you shift away now or not?
No, he moved standard. He's pretty much out of action.
I got no miners left.
He's already shot himself full of blood.
All right, okay, so I'm awake but down.
Yep.
Okay, so if I stand up, that's a move action.
Correct.
But as a move action, I need to move my flaming sphere.
You can. You don't have to.
All right. So, but if I stand up, then I still have an attack action.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Okay. So I'm going to minor sustain.
Okay.
How can I do this?
How far do you push when you use Thunder Wave?
Well, that's what I was looking
square.
At. One square.
Just one square.
Okay. But see, I can't hit all of them. It's too bad I can't center it on myself going outward. And
yeah, that's that would be a different power.
It's each creature in blast, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that
unfortunately, you can
me.
Only get one of them.
So make a 3x3 square and place it adjacent to you. Mm-hmm. But these guys are exactly set up so that you can only hit one of them.
Sons of...
Dinosaurs.
Yes, sons of dinosaurs.
And you used your action point?
I have used my action point. Dang we it. Haven't received it back yet.
Mm-hmm.
You could just move your
my move action is
sphere.
To stand up. Or if I could stay down, if I move my flaming sphere, it's still going to hit me.
And you've already used your teleport this one.
I mm-hmm. did use my teleport. To prevent a Okay, here's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
Wait, if I did a... Oh, yeah, they are centered in such a way that my Thunder Wave does not work.
That's right. You could hit one of them with Thunder Wave.
Rodrigo. Yes. Which one is most bloodied? Could you tell me that?
All of them are bloodied.
Okay.
This one the dog has been hit a lot.
Yes. You
know, all right, then I'll stand up.
Okay.
And now, wait a minute. Am I flanked? Does that mean I lose anything to my attack?
No. They gain stuff to your attack.
But if they're
or to their attack.
If they're catacornered to one oops, sorry. If they're catacornered to one another, I'm not flanked. They have to be directly
right.
opposite.
This guy is not flanking you.
Okay.
Only these two.
Okay.
He was back when his boss was alive, but Randus is now sitting on top of his corpse.
Yeah. Because that gives those guys an attack bonus, right? If they're mm-hmm. flanked. So it'd be mm-hmm. better to push one of them away from me so that they when they do attack.
These guys are kind of ludicrously mobile.
Oh, okay.
So pushing one away,
that's going to be
everything I threw at you. No,
then I'm using
the guys that were attacking Torque and Randus weren't terribly mobile.
Which was
did they need to be?
Did I use my wand of accuracy?
But that's
already?
Besides the point.
Did I use my wand of accuracy?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to send this through my regular wand.
Wait.
Thunder wave against the. And that's 16 against fortitude.
16 versus fortitude? Miss.
All right. And minor sustain, move to stand up, attack, nothing else.
Okay. Boss is dead.
Yay!
Top of the round.
Whoop.
Go, Swarm of Critters.
Swarm of Critters eats Aurum.
Hey.
Hopefully one critter can eat Aurum, and then the rest will move over to Randus.
Of course.
Okay.
Is Torque bloodied?
No.
I don't think so. Are you bloodied?
Nope.
Torque?
No, Torque.
Matthew?
No, sorry.
Okay.
Eating a big
one.
Actually, no.
I'm hungry.
Me too.
Taco Bell.
Your face is hungry.
I don't care. I need to eat something.
This guy back here... who is now no longer marked, will shift over here. And then shift 2 towards a bloodied enemy. And chomp on Aurum.
Lame.
That's right.
for a 29 versus AC.
Jeebus.
Yeah, that hits.
And he's out.
For 10 damage.
Yep. Oh. Minus one.
I tried.
That's all right. At least I sustained the flaming sphere.
Hey, I got something to do with a minor action now.
Die.
Stabilize.
And then this guy is going to attack. This guy's going to shift over here and attack Randus with the flank.
Dang it.
Can you still see everything, Matthew?
For a 20...
Yes.
Something versus AC.
Yes. 20-something hits.
11 points of damage?
20-nothing hits. Yeah, okay.
20-nothing.
Now I'm bloodied.
And then this guy is going to run.
Run so far away?
No. Over here. Then shift and attack. Randus.
Is your swirling starry thing? Is that a
20 versus AC?
It's a hits. Power.
Oh, okay.
Yes. It was a 20 dead on.
Yep. Dang it. 13 damage.
That he hit drops you on the
money, Brian.
Yeah, he hit me on the money. Twice.
That awesome. Sucks. So that drops you?
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, no. Two people are down.
Yep, this fight turned.
Someone heal me now.
All
you need to do is get a 10 on a healing check.
That means I have to roll an 8.
I'll hit him with my axe and wake him up.
Yeah, that's a good idea. And then this guy, let's see, who's still up?
Torque?
Torque. 1, 2, 3, 4.
And the bloodied guy.
He is... Torque seems scary, so this guy's going to run over at Smith.
I really thought killing the alpha male would cause the others to run.
Nope, they are in a blood frenzy.
Thanks, Brian.
It might have worked before you guys were covered in yummy, yummy or blood.
Whoever told me I wasn't quite out of...
No, I didn't say you were out of there.
20 versus AC.
I just want you to be in reach of them.
20?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that hits.
8 damage?
Oh, I'm still alive.
Hooray. Okay.
It's going to be difficult.
That was a rough go around. Torque.
What?
Kill the crap
Get
out of
things.
Get
yourself next to the our allies.
How many we got?
Three enemies.
Three here, one over there with Smith.
Any chance that I could get adjacent to more than one?
You can get adjacent to three of them.
To all
Give
of them.
Give me adjacent to three of them.
I guess I forgot about this guy.
Okay.
So torque shifts.
Have I swept my blow in this round?
Yes. Yeah.
You can cleave.
Doesn't matter. I'm going to cleave.
Good call.
Who looks like they're the healiest?
The healiest?
Like they're the healthiest, you mean?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Who looks the most like Roger Healy?
They are
probably the guy with the club.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm going to club the guy with the club.
And then cleave into dog.
Sounds good.
Cleave to the guy that cleaves.
All right. Critical hit. Yay! Good job, Matthew.
Don't jinx
Stephen
it.
Stephen Francis Schleicher. I just rolled a 1, as you said, critical hit.
No, see, you weren't listening. I said critical hit.
That's what happens.
A 1 is, in fact, a critical roll.
All right. Now use a minor to make your doggy charge.
Yep.
At least you still get to mark that.
Do I have an action
still
point?
Still get to mark. I don't know.
No, Randus was the only one that had an action point going into this fight.
Yep.
Everybody's
Son
going
of a
down.
Monkey. Doggy attack!
Did I have to move? Plus 8.
Nope.
Can he flank?
Yeah, you had to move.
A 20.
Nice. What was that? What did we decide that was altogether?
9 damage.
9 damage.
9 damage.
Oh,
and it kills
God,
it.
Oh my God, my dice hate you.
It does kill it.
Yay, doggy.
It Good tears dog. Out his throat.
Yes.
I'm officially going to just retire at this point.
How bad are the other two?
We'll get you a watch. Ah, they're bloodied. Okay.
Okay.
Smith turn.
Yeah.
Dragon Frost.
Not necessarily. How far away? 1, 2, 3, 4. Yes.
What are you thinking?
Would Sorceress Roko provoke an opportunity attack?
Each target activating moves, it?
Not activating. Oh, activating
moving
it?
Yes, because you'd be moving.
Okay. I'm thinking I'm going to yell at Torque to grab you two. And we get the frack out of here. Because I'm going to go down the second I get touched.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? No, I didn't regen. Thank you, Brian. Yeah. I'm basically going to drop the second I get touched.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to get out of here somehow. So... Oh.
What is Sorceress Roko?
Sorceress Roko lets us fly. Let's two... Me and an ally fly equal to our move speeds plus two. Or is it my move speed plus two?
Good question. Torque would be a slower flyer.
His or her speed plus two.
Okay.
I'm hoping Torque would be able to grab the two of you. You know, I don't care, like by the wrists or ankles or whatever, and bolt out of there.
It would have to be on his turn, though, wouldn't it? Are you both move at the same turn?
We move. Each target moves a number of squares equal to his or her speed.
I'm pretty sure picking somebody up would be more than a free action on someone else's turn.
Awesome.
So you can get you and Torque out of there.
Why not raise us up and then let us come down on them like the Hounds of Hell?
Do you want to come down on them like the Hounds of Hell?
Because
that would hurt.
If that happens... Smith will probably go down and it'll be you and Doggy against three enemies.
I say
they're all bloody,
fortunately,
but...
Mm-hmm. Have you noticed that whenever we stop riffing, we all die?
Well.
The last time you made me stop was in that battle in the tower, and you recall how well that went. Now don't you, Leppy?
Okay, fine. I say you stab the fish like OJ and then see what happens.
Is the fish is just bloodied by my attack.
Yeah. He was bloodied this last turn, I think.
Okay, then maybe not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got one action that I can do right now.
Hey, or go ahead and flee. Who knows? Maybe the dogs will run off after that.
Yeah.
Maybe Randus will only lose his other. Maybe he'll lose a leg.
Is that a standard?
And then we can spend 6 weeks wondering. What collapse?
Stab, push, then fly.
Well, we might, yes.
Attack, huh? But no.
No, I can shift.
Then so next week's then episode fly. Can be talking to Smith about how he feels about running.
People would love that.
Oh, we got a flood of emails. I don't know why you guys have to take two episodes to do it. Stop talking about World of Warcraft. You know what my response to all those emails were?
What?
Our show.
Oh, yeah.
This is our show. If you don't like it.
Anyways.
And leaving Torque by himself is basically going to end up in disaster.
Tickety-talk. He's got his dog.
I know yeah. The dog takes one hit and it's gone.
I know.
The dog has two more hit points than I do right now.
Why are you going to be so negative? Why is everything, we're all going to die. Oh, we're all going to die.
Because we're all
How many hit points do you have, Matthew?
I have enough.
Are you bloodied?
No.
He hasn't even been bloodied yet, which is why good. I figured, you know, if I could get him out of there, he could grab the two of you, take the opportunity attacks. Who cares?
Well, let's make a decision.
I say...
Do what you can.
I'm sorry. By let's, I meant Rob make a decision.
Stab the fish.
You know, I can't roll one forever.
Run for now and see if you can stab him next time.
Yeah. Run back to the last room of the tower, hide out, and come back in.
How much could he possibly shift? Move? Well, I guess you can't.
Yeah.
There's no way you're going to get away from his range.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's the thing. So you're just going to stab.
Or flee.
Do you have any way to heal yourself if you flee for a round or three?
No.
Nope.
The only healing potions left are on Randus and Aurum.
I use my healing potion.
Okay. So on Aurum, which he did say he had saved for me.
I did. Too bad I'm down.
We need to buy more healing potions.
If I would have lasted one more round, I could have gotten Aurum back up. But yeah.
Well, you're walking around with about 70 healing potions worth of
I don't suppose you could fly
material components.
That also takes a it's like, I've also get me up so I can get Orm up so we can all fall again.
You know, Smith, every time you die, you burst into flame and incinerate all your enemies. I think we should try that.
Yeah, except the only reason I'm bursting into flame is because that's usually what kills me.
Yep.
So let him kill you so you burst into flame! How hard is this?
Stab.
All right, hold on. I have to double check how I use my flame speed. Okay, it's a minor action. Okay. Step away.
Okay.
Blazing Starfall hitting the two guys.
Would that also hit us?
Yeah, that's going to hit everybody, though.
Yeah.
You dick.
Do it.
Hey, I'm trying to get rid of these guys as quickly as we can.
Mm-hmm.
That guy's going to take me down on his next action.
I'm already down, so it doesn't matter.
Except for he might kill you.
No.
Probably not with the
max. Because what's your max damage?
My max damage on that is pretty freaking ridiculous.
What's critical damage?
Yeah, what's critical damage?
Critical damage will be
Let's see.
All right.
I missed.
Or you miss.
Well, what did you hit?
10.
Okay. Do any of you have a 12 for a reflex?
They shouldn't.
Because
we all have an amulet, and we're all at least...
I'm just asking.
I do.
Do you?
No. More or less? More.
Shut up, Torque. You're not even in the blast.
Oh, mine's more.
Okay.
Boosh.
Anything else?
What were you thinking? Torque. I just had a question. What were you thinking? Just to drop the
two that were on us.
So if you would have hit them, how much?
If damage? I would have hit them with the normal one, it would have been my maximum damage on that is 14.
Oh, okay.
D4 plus 10.
Okay.
And if I'd crit, it would be. Where's the crit?
So you're just hoping to get a whole lot of damage on them.
Yeah.
But of course they can't move out of there now,
which would
right?
have been bad for us.
They can.
Yeah,
they'll just take damage.
What do we go down to our bloodied
value and we die.
So we would have died.
If he would have critted on
either way. So if he would have run, we could have died. If you would have critted.
At least we're not dying by his hand.
What are you checking?
I told I'm you trying to figure watch out what my this guy. He was going to kill
crit
us.
Crit damages.
Okay. Well,
D6
that's
thunder
not
and lightning. Okay.
Okay. Randis. Save versus death.
Save versus death.
Yay.
Save.
Oh.
Okay. I need to get a 20, don't I?
19 or 20.
19 or 20.
Of course, it's one away.
Orym, save versus death.
Oh, crit fail.
Okay. That's one frowny
that's
face for
but Orym. I do have a plus two against, plus two for my saving throw, so that'd be a three, but it's still.
Plus
fails.
Two to your saving throws?
Yeah.
Okay.
I need to get plus two to see.
Does that count towards death saving throws?
It says saving throws.
It says saving throws.
Well, because death saving throws and saving throws are two different things.
Oh, well.
Already.
Doesn't matter. I still get a frowny face.
Yeah.
Still get a frowny face. Okay. Top of the round. I'm going to take a picture of this lovely battlefield.
Yeah, I don't want to, but I'll do it.
All right, Torque. Torque it up.
What?
Well, I guess it's not his go yet, but...
What?
All right. This guy is going to...
I'm getting close-ups of both Randis and Orym because we may never see them
flaming
again.
Flaming Sphere is gone.
Yeah, Flaming Sphere dissipates.
So, now I have touched your die.
What are those?
You,
they mark
the
Blazing Starfall area.
Okay. Did it fall?
Yes, it fell. Okay. This guy is going to take a chomp at Torque. You do. That's going to be an 18 versus AC.
I continue to duck.
And he'll just stay there. That guy will take a chomp at Torque.
I duck.
That's going to be a 26 versus AC.
Unsuccessful.
10 damage.
Okay.
And this guy is going to shift and attack Smith.
Hi. Ducking.
And it works.
20 versus AC?
It doesn't work.
For a lot of damage.
I'm down.
And how much is a lot?
Well, it's 11 on the dice, and I think it's a plus 5.
14.
Oh, it's only a plus 3.
Hmm.
However, that still puts me at negative 7.
Okay. Ba-thump.
All right, Torque.
Can I take my minor action first?
Yeah.
How hard would it be for the doggy to get to the guy who just dropped Smith?
He could charge him.
Would he be able to do it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And his attack roll is a plus...
It'll be a plus 8 here.
Mm-hmm.
Good plus 8, 24 to hit.
Nice. That'll hit.
Okay.
D6.
Doggy does 2 plus 3 points of damage.
5.
Yeah. 5.
5. Okay.
5. Alright. So, talk to me. I see a mess of bodies.
There's two enemies still up next to you.
These two are enemies. They're right in front of you. Yeah. That's Randus and that's Orym.
Okay.
They are down.
And I can... The Blazing Starfall does not affect me?
It does not affect you as long as you don't... Actually, it does not affect you.
After the initial attack. It's only enemies for the zone.
So it blazes. Time for a little cleavage, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
On witch to witch.
Yeah.
You know, I think that little... Which one? Oh, we killed that dog.
Hit your pewter elephant.
Yeah.
Elephant and cleave?
Elephant and cleave to the trog.
Okay.
Cleave through Randus to the trog.
Oh, over Randus. Man. Same thing. That's annoying. That's annoying.
What?
26 to hit.
No hit.
Why is that annoying?
Because it was a 20, and then it did that little thing where it went kink and kept rolling.
Nice.
Yeah.
Lame sauce.
All right. Roll damage.
All right. 12 plus 7.
It's not quite your world, Brian, because his did the little roll thing where it went to a 14. Yours does the little roll thing where it goes to a 2.
Okay, that's actually gonna take this guy out.
Yay!
And then 7 points carry over to Schmucky O'Schmuckerton.
Okay. 7 points?
Nice.
Some points.
Those are 5.
This is just your strength mod.
Okay, so 5.
Okay.
And as a move action, you can have the dog attack again.
Attack, dog!
If you don't move, yeah.
Attack. Rawr, rawr, rawr. Roll it.
He doesn't really have a reason to move.
14 plus 8. 22.
That'll hit.
All right. Dog bites for 3 plus 3.
6.
Doggy barking in the yard.
Okay. That's probably all the actions you have, huh?
Yep.
I might have more.
Nope.
Smith.
I can catch
save versus death.
Nope.
Okay, I believe this is your second today.
Yep.
Randus, save versus death.
Yes.
Okay. Orym, save versus death.
Yes.
Okay.
Because it's 10, right?
10's yep, the 10 or higher.
Yeah.
Let me mark what monsters are dead.
And monsters go.
And monsters go.
You know, my scorching burst fell on the floor a long time ago and forgot all about it.
Mm.
Just letting you know.
That could have been useful.
Possibly.
Yeah, he still would have only been able to hit one person.
Yeah.
Most of the well, it depends on when he
no,
used it. There was probably a time. Yeah.
I could have hit them all.
Okay. This guy will attack Torque.
Can I yell shoo as a free action?
Yes.
Get out of here!
Shoo.
Is he marked?
Yes.
Yeah, because you... No, nope. Actually, he's not, because you attacked the other guy.
Doesn't really matter.
Ha. Yeah. This is gone, however.
He attacks me, so it provokes an attack of opportunity.
Not so much.
Way to sling the rules there. That's going to be a 15 versus AC, so he's not going to hit.
Nope.
But he's going to...
Run.
Shift over here.
He's going to run?
No, he's just going to shift over there.
He wants to eat the bodies.
Shiftless. Shifty McShifterton Smite.
And after he shifts over there, he's going to go, rah, 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 and start, you know, screaming at you.
Oh. Calling reinforcements.
Yes. Then the guy over there is going to turn around and take a bite at your dog.
I've got the stats for that.
Cool. Uh-oh. That's going to be a 23 versus AC.
That's Uh-oh. Probably good. Yeah, that's going to hit.
It's going to be...
It's down.
11 points of damage.
Okay. Goodbye, doggy.
Goodbye, doggy.
Chomp. Turns into a flute. Ding, 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 ding. Torque.
What?
Your go, friend.
Okay.
You got Entrocador near you?
I will let you... Actually, I should probably look that up. Does anybody have a PHV?
No.
All right, first thing I'm going to do is kick in my Unstoppable.
Good idea.
Are you bloodied?
I would be if I wasn't Unstoppable.
Okay.
7 plus my
con... You want to go ahead and look that up?
...is 8 points.
Okay. Eight temp hit points.
Yep.
Let's see. Okay.
And there's one right there going, "Rarg!"
Yep.
He's one square away from you.
How hard would it
standard
be?
Standard action in combat to scare him away.
Okay. Here's the thing, Torek. You can try, and does it say how many? Is it like a burst or anything like that?
Let's see. Intimidate versus will, if you can't see. I think it's just against one guy.
Well, if it's going to be against their will...
If you attempt to intimidate multiple enemies at once, make a separate intimidate check against each enemy's will defense.
Okay. Well,
each target must be able to see and hear you.
As a standard action...
Minus 5 if you don't speak their language.
We won't penalize it. As a standard action, you can try to scare them away. Because clearly there's one of you and two of them, but also they don't have their whole pack anymore. So you can keep swinging and attacking, or you can basically risk wasting a turn scaring them away.
Okay.
And how does that
work?
What
happens if I successfully make my intimidate?
If you successfully make your intimidate, they turn around and run. You would have to roll separately against each of them.
So I would have to burn a whole standard action.
A whole standard action doing that, but you get both rolls for one standard action.
Meaning that I would roll twice.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Let's do it.
Okay.
I am trained in intimidation, you know.
Nice.
Does he have any bonuses or anything?
Okay, first one? I don't think so.
23.
Okay, you scare the shit out of that one. Next roll.
I turn around and I go, only 19 this time.
High enough. They nice. Turn tail and run.
Wow.
Gargle.
Everybody exhale now.
I was getting nervous.
I only get nervous in combat when I'm about to drop. And I don't mean that to sound as horrific as that just sounded.
That's all right.
All right.
One fighter without ranged backup can, in fact, take down two creatures, but one ranged backup without a fighter is less of a thing.
Oh yeah.
Plus, you know, they were not hitting me for the majority of that fight.
That is right.
Yeah. All right. So, Randus has an armband, and the armband is full of junk.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen him do this. He got the armband with the junk in it.
Oh God.
And I stick it in his neck.
Okay.
To fix Randus so that he can fix my friends.
Go ahead and take your short rest and spend your healing surges.
Okay. That'll be all right. I take a 5-minute nap.
Can he roll a 10 on a heal check?
It's okay. It's the end of the encounter. He doesn't have to.
I'm going to roll my heal check. Oh,
I think I want to see it. You have killed the human.
I accidentally severed Randus' arteries. But it's okay, because once Randus wakes up, he can... Oh, crap. So, what do I do to heal him?
You just start sticking needles until he wakes up. And eventually he does.
Ah, why is the world melting?
Well, I've seen you had this needle on your arm, and it says... LSD, which I figured meant healing.
in some sense of the item? No? Not really.
No, I don't think so. All right, so there you guys are.
Actually, wow. I'm still out.
No, that's the end of the fight. You kind of eventually get
slapped
to consciousness.
I spent 3 healing surges. I'm out of healing surges.
I think we need
day.
To take an extended wow. rest because yes. I've only got 1 healing surge, and I think everybody's really tired.
What's the defensive posture of this here area?
It's a wide open field.
So that's a problem.
That is a problem.
Or, you know, you could find a hole and take your chances in the underground.
That's not.
What if we were to go back to the castle?
But we're not.
Staff?
Oh, that'd be backtracking.
I'd rather not go backwards. We should.
Well, I'd rather we're not die horribly in the
we're,
middle.
We're
of
no pebble. Longer in. We're no longer in the pebble cascading. No,
you were approaching the end of it. You haven't quite made it out of it.
All right.
I say let's just travel just a little bit longer, maybe see if we can't.
Yeah, find a little space. I'll spend a healing surge and use my last one, and I'm at 9.
Randus.
Yes.
How many of them boopers can you do?
I can do 2 at a time.
All right. I'm going to give you 2 of my bloods.
Very well.
I would give you 8 because I have extras. How long does it take to do one new one?
It takes a while. Basically, I have to let the proper ingredients activate. They don't last too long, so I can only do so much at a time.
Can you do 8?
Not really.
He needs to keep them at a particular temperature, and his coolant pouch only really fits 2.
Or something.
He's working on modding it out for 3.
Yeah.
That's going to take a while.
Excellent explanation that you just made up.
Yep. Hey.
And 11 more levels.
Hasbro isn't giving it to me, so I have to come up with something.
Yep.
Hasbro?
Yeah. Wizards of the Coast is owned by Hasbro. Yeah.
You calling me a has-been?
I'm calling you my bro.
You call me my ex-bro. All right. So, I think we should continue out of the slorg.
Yes. Okay.
And see if we can find some place to where we might set up camp for a bit.
Well,
and Smith does not get a turn at the watch.
Uh-oh.
Where?
He might need some rest anyway.
Okay. So, what time is it?
5:39.
That's
okay. So you guys will venture farther, trying to get out of the cascading pebbles, and we'll probably just wrap there.
Nice.
So we've not taken an extended rest or anything
not
like
yet.
That. All right. Well, let's jump into some critical hit emails. Zachary writes in and says, "I love your podcast and hope you can give me some D&D advice. My friends and I are about to start a game of 4th edition." Of course, when he wrote this months ago, they probably already done this. "And we all want to be PC. I'm probably going to end up being the DM, but want to PC too. Have you guys ever had a game where a guy plays both? Do you think this is a bad idea?"
It is a very bad idea.
Mm. Yes.
Go ahead, Rob, and tell us why.
Making yourself a PC, leads one, it just is a lot more stuff for you to have to keep track of. Mm-hmm. That right there is just... makes it not worth it. 2, you have the potential to end up making the story centered around yourself, or make you be more of a focus for everything than any of the other players. No matter how good of a DM you are, how selfish or how selfless you can be, there's still the potential for that to arise. Even if you don't do anything, some of the players, your magic item happened to be the highest level magic item this round, you're favoring yourself. Any time where you can give something to yourself would end up just being a bad situation.
Right. And then there's the other side of it. If you take it to the point where, and I've done this, and I've done it well, and I've done it badly, but if you are taking, say, your character, you make sure that he or she is not the focal point of the game, you've been essentially sidelined a PC to the point where there's almost no point of having that character.
What's the point of the PC being there? Yep.
What's the point of, having a character who is, for all intents and purposes, an NPC? And plus, it also adds to that problem where, I don't know if you've noticed this, but I do more than one voice, but they all kind of sound like me.
Mm-hmm.
And even when I'm Torque, it's pretty clear that I'm me. So, you know, let's say that you are playing all the NPCs and you're talking like the goddamn king of town for 6 weeks. You know,
wait, who talks like that?
I don't know. I have no idea what you're talking about. But let's say you do that and then your character also has a voice. Your character threatens to, you know, be almost treated like an NPC. So, you know, if your character happens to be the only one who survives combat because all three of your friends died horribly because of the pewter elephant monster, and you go, yatta-ta, and you save the day, it feels like Deus Ex Machina, because the same voice that voices all your NPCs is the voice that just saved your day. So, either way, it's a bad plan.
D&D Brian?
Yes, I pretty much had the same situation where there's only three of us who is willing to play the game, and so the character, I mean, it's not even, it wasn't even too much just him favoring the character, but the character being used too much as a mouthpiece for the DM, and just seeming to have a bit much more information than what it should, and I'm sure it could be done well, but it always, I haven't seen it really myself.
And the way to do it well is to make it an NPC, and that's like, kind of what it boils down to.
What Tony's doing.
Yeah.
And
there's always a reason. Sometimes he's there. Sometimes he's not.
Yeah.
You know.
And even
he's
if
not...
you have a full time NPC character,
mm-hmm.
they still play like an NPC.
Really, the as a if five of you want to play and nobody wants to be the game master, then you have to decide: am I willing to A, not play, or B, bite the bullet and become the game master? And you just gotta jump in with both feet and just be the game master. Yeah. Otherwise, you're not gonna get to play.
One of the other options that our group has done in the past is what we call a town bicycle campaign, where
everybody gets a turn.
Yes.
Yeah, that's exactly it. I mean, we got, where each of us takes a turn DMing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the one who, and you all use the same PCs, everybody levels up at the same time, so whoever happens to be DMing that week, their PC is off doing whatever adventure or whatnot for other things, their character will get the same amount of XP that the other characters in the party get, so everybody stays at the same level, but each player takes a turn at DMing, so everybody gets a chance to play, everybody gets a chance to DM. You might find out, someone might find out that they actually enjoy DMing more than they do playing sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And a variation on that game that I know that was successful for us was the character, rotating Dungeon Master's PC falls to NPC status under the control of the party, which is kind of, it was a mutual assured destruction
situation. If you don't have enough, if you don't have enough players, that's definitely a good option. If you can regularly get five or six people playing, including the Game Master, then you probably don't need to resort to that.
Mm-hmm. And you've noticed in our party, there are occasionally joking references to the tension between the game master and the players.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Rodrigo wants his TPK. If you're in a game with a rotating game master and his character, his creation, falls to the control of the group, it really keeps anyone from heavily, you can still do it, but it keeps them from heavily imbalancing the game during their week because they can't, you know, necessarily control their player character. They can't intentionally or unintentionally give themselves, he said with air quotes, any type of advantages. And it also gives the party a little something to where, you know, if killer DM Steven takes over next week, we've got Orym right here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, give us a good week or we shoot this Orym for all intents and
purposes. Yeah.
The slight problem with that is something that Rodrigo just doesn't like happening in someone else is taking control of another player's character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That can cause problems, especially, if somebody is playing your character in a way that you don't want it to be played.
Especially the time when, you know, Torque stripped off his armor and waded up against the three dragons naked after nailing the door shut to save all your lives.
All right. Oliver writes in. He says, I've always been a fan of podcasts, but recently stumbled upon the Critical Hit podcast when looking for D&D stuff on iTunes. I found it hugely entertaining and inspired by Rodrigo to DM my own 4E game. Rodrigo, you're inspiring a lot of people.
No kidding.
Through this, I became interested in the Major Spoilers podcast, which I love, but Critical Hit holds a soft spot in my heart. I have a few questions for you all. Number one, does Rodrigo have any tips for Dungeon Masters beyond what's already been stated?
Gamera.
Beyond what's been stated.
Yeah, what I would say is Rodrigo has recently written a couple of articles over at majorspoilers.com. You can go over that, look under the gaming section. You'll have to do a search or scroll down to gaming or just look under
look on the sidebar.
Yeah, and you should be able to see something there. Anything else that you might, I mean, beyond things that we've talked about in game? I mean, we've got a whole series of D&D DM stuff coming up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty soon we're gonna do a big game mastering focused series of podcasts.
Yeah.
So just hang out for those and you know, just listen to what I do. And I'm like, not like, ha ha ha, look at what I do, but you know, pay attention to what the players say and how I react to it. And you can even make your decisions like, well, that wasn't Rodrigo's best decision right there. What did he do? Right. Let's not do that. But exactly. Most of the time, how can I be as awesome as Rodrigo? I will just do what he does.
Question number two. Yeah. Does Matthew really come up with his own references?
Yeah, well.
See, this is the way my brain works.
Can you come up with your own references? Uh-huh. Isn't that kind of counter to the point of references?
No, we all sit around beforehand, and we come up with a group of references.
What people don't know is that we have writers. We have 12 writers.
Yes, we have Conan O'Brien.
Yep.
Now, here's the honest
Hank Azaria.
And I'm going to say this, and I think it's going to get a shocked look from some people, but I actually hold back from the vast majority of things that I could have said. So what you're actually getting in the show, especially in the episodes where Rodrigo is like, not that I'm bitter. Not that that happened in this game session.
By the way, that's a reference to
I hope you know Hitchcock.
When it gets to the point where I feel like it's being, you know, where it would be inappropriate, I don't say it. Sure. Now, what I have in front of me is a little pad of paper with about 9 different things that I could have said during that last match, but no one will ever see that. My brain free is...
Do them all now.
Mm-hmm.
Quick, Rodrigo, say something random.
Spatula.
See, that reminds me of Weird Al Yankovic's UHF and the Spatula City.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
Because that's all. Go ahead, say something else.
Let's go to Centrifuge.
Centrifuge? I hardly know Trifuge. No, wait.
All right. Question number 3. Could I send in an audio section once a month that would be played on the Major Spoilers podcast of me reviewing films and TV shows? I could record a sample that I could send you, if that's okay. You know, anybody's free to contribute. Matthew, do you know the number off the top of your head?
785-727-9. 1939, the Critical Hit / Major Spoilers 3 Fat Guys in a Room podcast.
There you go. That's what you can do. If it's good, we'll play it. If it's not, you know, we might play it and make fun of you. Question number 4. Have you ever considered doing a Critical Hit live from a D&D convention? Well,
yes.
But number 1, we've not been ever invited to a D&D convention. Mm-hmm. So if we were to do something live, it would be at the request of the show creators. Number 2, there would have to be some considerations made so that we could all go.
I said, hey Llama, I said, how about a little monetary consideration?
Yes, because it's hard enough just getting us to all 3, Matthew, Rodrigo, and myself, to try to go to Planet Comic Con. Toss in D&D Brian and Rob.
Fine jobs, thank you very much.
Yes. Question number 5, are you going to make Critical Hit t-shirts? Rodrigo has drawn up a design for a Cerulean Academy of Magic t-shirt.
I like Dante's design better, honestly.
Well, Dante really doesn't... He flakes out a lot on this show, so... Just haven't done it yet. And then finally he says, don't stop casting the pods, I love them all? Question mark?
See, this reminds me of...
The answer is, yes, you do.
And the young ladies come to my desk, and they say, you know what? And I say, what? And they say, I have a question. And I say, okay. And then they say, this guy's bill is messed up. And I say, that's a statement.
Yeah. So don't stop casting the pods. I love them all. Yes, you do. Yes. At iTunes, 5-star reviews from Rastafan. He says, sweet. Just getting back into D&D after not playing since high school.
You have to do it in the voice. Getting back into D&D mod.
I and I just started doing some DMing. This podcast has successfully taught me about good DMing than all my experience before, / awesome. Here's one that says 5 stars from Needs a Rogue. It's great, but So episode 39 was the first episode I listened to, and I love it, but it's missing a rogue character. I played both AD&D 2nd Edition and 3.5, but listening to your podcast about 4th Edition inspired me to go out and get books and create a game for me and my friends. Keep up the good work. You guys need a rogue.
I could multi-class as a rogue.
Yeah.
Could
he? Doesn't he need a...
Dex 13?
Like oh, yeah. Oh, he's got
okay.
it.
Do we need a rogue, Rodrigo?
We do not need a rogue. That's like saying on a super team, you need a guy with claws. You don't.
Or a guy that talks to fish.
It moves units a little bit better, but yeah. You don't need it.
Well, let's look at this just for a second. There's nothing wrong with a group having a rogue.
No.
There is no, and this is a frustration of mine, there's no such thing as an optimum party build. And I feel like, the thought process that you have to have, and this is old school talking, so forgive me if this is no longer there. Mm-hmm. You got a wizard.
Do you mean old school because you're old?
You got a wizard, a cleric, a fighter, and a rogue, or the thief we used to mm-hmm. call him. There's your optimal party, but that's not the way optimal really works, and that's not the way parties should work.
And they have integrated in that 4th edition with the four roles with the defender, leader, controller,
and striker.
Okay.
Wow, Brian.
Defender, leader, controller, and Batman.
And Batman.
Yep. I'm Batman?
No, you're not Batman.
Finally, RPT Geek says, great podcast. I started listening to Critical Hit a few months ago, got hooked. Now that I've caught up, I look forward to each week's post. So if you guys want to have one of your names or initials, JLJJ, read out on the show, head over to iTunes, give a 5-star rating with a review, and you might hear it on the show as well. We want to try to give shout outs to everybody that loves this show. And if you have a question or comment about Critical Hit, you can send us an email to podcast@majorspoilers.com. You know what? It looks like I did not record that episode. What? April Fool, Rodrigo!
What
I was about to get in the car and punch you in the throat.
What are you April Fooling me for? You're the one who gets like, we need more episodes. Oh,
just that look on Rodrigo's face of, seriously?
Yeah.
Seriously? And a little leap of heart into his throat.
Yeah.
All right, everybody.
No, that's
thank
my
you
actual
so much.
Throat.
Thank you so much, everybody, for listening. Here's hoping all of your dice roll are critical hits.
So good, it's like you're there!